Hello and welcome to Public Media M1's English language news show, Hungary Reports from Budapest, with news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. I'm Apat Szurczy. Thanks for joining us. And we start with the weather in Hungary, where the country, after a cold snap and heavy snow, is now dealing with sleet rain. That's transformed many streets and sidewalks into mini ice rinks, especially in the north of the country. The police have asked car owners to drive very cautiously. Many accidents have already been recorded, and authorities have even closed some thoroughfares because of them becoming impassable. Sidewalk travel has also been rather treacherous, despite municipal workers salting the walkways day and night. And hospitals were particularly busy dealing with accident cases, with most people being treated for broken bones. A few even had to be operated on.
Fortunately, most of the cases could be treated on an outpatient basis. However, now an increasing number of people have to be operated on. Most of these injured patients are being treated by traumatology specialists, with most of the operations being scheduled either tonight or early tomorrow morning.
Pork consumption has just increased by one-third in Hungary compared to a year ago at this time. That's mainly because of the reduction of sales tax for pork from 27% to 5% at the beginning of the year, making the meat much more affordable for consumers. Hungary's Ministry of Agriculture doesn't think it will stop at pork, but expects sales tax to be reduced for milk and poultry products too.
Lower prices on pork promotes this Budapest shopping market with big letters. People were lining up in the store to buy meat. Some only found out then that the price of pork has gone down here in the store. I didn't really know about it. I was buying pork meat by accident today because I saw how good they looked and wanted to cook for the family, said a customer. Pork's sales tax dropped from 27% to 5% starting January 1st. And with that, the consumer price has become noticeably cheaper, meaning that shoppers are buying much more meat at the beginning of the year than before. There is a very significant increase in pork meat sales in our stores. In this supermarket, we've sold 30% more in the last 3 days than a year ago, explained Attila Fodor. Pig farmers are also happy about the change. It was needed because of the crisis period in the branch in the past few years. We trust that with this tax cut, demand will significantly increase, and so will the trade for animals, said the owner of the farm. Sándor Fazekas said that this reduction could mean the end of the black market. The Minister for Agriculture said that it's no longer worth it to import meat from abroad with such low value-added tax. Pig breeders and the meat industry were both in a difficult situation because of large quantities of tax-free pork meat arriving to the country in the past years. Now Hungarian producers have the chance to make sure that high-quality Hungarian pork meat reaches consumers, highlighted the Hungarian agricultural minister. Sándor Fazekas added that this is the first step of gradual food VAT cuts, since the ministry is still analyzing the possibilities for the reduction of VAT on milk and poultry products as well.
In Transcarpathia in Ukraine, a drop-in center in the predominantly Hungarian-speaking city of Beregszász has been opened for people to escape the cold. The Hungarian Interchurch Aid Organization has also donated a ton of briquette to help heat it. This region with a large Hungarian minority has been particularly hit hard with a cold snap, resulting in two elderly people freezing to death. The refuge from the cold is actually a heated tent that can accommodate 25 people. Furthermore, volunteers from Hungarian Interchurch Aid will be distributing fuel, food, and toiletries over the next few days to almost 220 families. The value of the goods is estimated at more than 7,000 euros.
The price of energy in Ukraine has greatly increased, so the aid organization has decided to send families and people in the crisis situation food and hygiene packets. We are buying pressed carbon they will be able to burn for heat to send to families and people who are unable to heat their homes.
A former Grand Hotel, in the truest sense of the word, in Transylvania, Romania, has now attracted a fair bit of international attention thanks to some industrious high school students in the Transylvanian capital of Kolozsvár. They've publicized the poor state of the building and have started a campaign called Defend Our Heritage, Adopt a National Monument.
These students are looking at the original architectural plan for the former New York Hotel, drawn up by the city's main planner at the time. Built in 1895, the building has been closed for years now and is falling apart. This is what the hotel looks like now, 120 years after it was built. Current owner is being investigated for alleged fraud. During the communist reign, the building was called the Continental Hotel, but was eventually closed in 2005. Bankruptcy officials tried numerous times to have it put on the market, but neither the city nor the Romanian Ministry of Culture took advantage of its preemptive rights to sell. The building is in serious disrepair, with parts of its facade already crumbling and falling onto the street. That's why students from the local Hungarian János Zsigmond Unitarian Academy took charge with their Adopt a National Monument program. We were thinking of doing things to draw attention, such as arranging a flash mob, and we'd also hold a history quiz for 5 to 8-year-olds so that they know their history better, said this high school student, adding that they are also trying to set up a competition regarding the building. The students are also doing a documentary film about the hotel, part of which they've put up on the internet. Poets and writers used to come here. The state of the world was dealt with here, said this woman. The students are also hoping for international help. That's why they've even written to papers like the New York Times and the New Yorker magazine. We're hoping that there will be people who are touched by this story and will possibly send donations, which we would be very grateful for, said the student.
Now imagine some of the best sausages in Hungary being prepared before your very eyes at a national competition. Well, that's what awaits visitors in the town of Kakuch, just southeast of Budapest, at its annual Butcher or Böller Festival. In fact, 20 teams of butchers used their secret recipes to win favor among the judges. Also in competition were palinka brandy and mulled wines.
Mostly part-time butchers worked at the 5th Böller Festival of Kakuch. The pigs were butchered by each team in the morning, who then started preparing the meat. Black pudding, or hurka, and sausages, kolbász, were prepared. The Ox Circle of Táborfalva has participated in the competition each year since the start. They prepared several meat dishes this year as well. Hurka, sausage, stuffed cabbage, what people usually make out of pork, all kinds of delicacies. We use the fat, the ladies prepare desserts, and everything you can make out of a pig, said the team leader. Competitors arrived at the gastronomy festival from Újvidék in Serbia, the Felvidék in Slovakia, and Transylvania in Romania. The work of altogether 20 teams was scored by the judges. The first place was awarded to the Ceglédberce local government team.
Since Friday, the International Circus Festival of Budapest has been presenting some of the greatest international acts under the big top. Hungarian artists are also in the running, with the winners to be announced on Monday.
This juggler from Ghana dazzled the audience with colorful plates and an umbrella on the floor of the Capital Circus of Budapest. The audience and jury greeted the performer with a standing ovation. This Russian artist's solo performance was also a huge success at the 11th International Circus Festival of Budapest. I'm no expert of circus shows, so I don't really know them, but I'm really curious, said this visitor. Besides the audience, also taking part in the evaluation of the performers in the 5-day event were directors of the world's most well-known circuses, leaders of Hungarian private circuses, and the press. For 20 years, we've been there at every festival. Even my family worked here, said József Ötvös. The judges took several aspects into account. Appearance was important, and the complexity of the performance and the music chosen were also all rated.
Sometimes the artistic is very beautiful, but the technique is not that good, but it doesn't matter because it's so beautiful. You know, it's nice. Or sometimes you have the technique, which is very, very good, and the artistic, not as good. But it's the same thing. I think it's to find the right balance between the artistic and the technical.
The Hungarian circus school students are also participating at the competition. Some of them have already been asked to perform in international productions. The judges will announce the winners of the festival at a gala show on Monday.
Looks like fun. And that's all for today from Hungary Reports. You can always watch our show after the Hungarian news at 11 p.m. Central European Time and also online. Now, please stay tuned if you can for our other foreign language broadcasts in German, Russian, and Chinese. Thanks for watching and Viszontlátásra.